This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is working to expand its capacity to test for the novel coronavirus. CPR's Rachel Estabrook reports.
The private company LabCorp can now process tests, and the state expects other providers like UC Health to be able to do so soon. That will help capacity because the state lab has been the only option here. But Colorado is still waiting to receive more test kits from federal authorities. Because they're in short supply right now, the state has set out specific criteria a person has to meet to qualify for a test. Only people who show symptoms of the disease and have traveled or come in close contact with someone known to have it, or people who have severe acute respiratory illness and test negative for other conditions, may get tested for COVID-19. Ultimately, the governor hopes to be able to test everyone with flu-like symptoms. I'm Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
Researchers from Colorado State University are working to develop a vaccine for the new coronavirus. Vice President for Research Alan Rudolph said the soonest a vaccine can be developed for coronavirus is 18 months. He said he's using this as an opportunity to develop better vaccines quicker.
We can't afford to wait a year and a half when a new virus emerges in our society.
Rudolph and other researchers aren't just trying to figure out how to cure the coronavirus. They're also looking at how it emerged. Vail-based skier Michaela Schifrin will return to World Cup ski racing this week. She's back after a break following the death of her father last month. The three-time overall champion will start in the parallel giant slalom in Sweden Thursday and race in two more slalom events in the following days. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.